was not really from this world. Lorelei Lapinza, she was from somewhere else. Nobody really knew where Lorelei Lapinza was from. She just seemed to turn up. She would turn up like miraculously. She never seemed to get off a bus or get out of a car or get off her bike. One minute, she was just there, right in front of you, or knocking on your door. There she would be, in front of you, with this beautiful big coat. It was rich in colours, like a tapestry. Colours that were, well, of another world. It was a warm looking coat, and yet it was a cool looking coat. On her feet, she had like magical shoes, delicate looking shoes, that looked like they could just floating on air. They looked like they had little wings on the side. And these two were gentle, soft, silvery colours. She had a hat too. It was like a big floppy hat, which kept the sun off her face, kept her cool in those hot summer months, and it kept the rain off her when it was wet. Underneath that big coat, she had two shoulder bags. They were all different colours as well, as you might expect. And they were like magic bags, because she seemed to take all sorts of things out of those bags. One of the main things that she took out was seeds, because Lorelei Lapinza, she was a planter of seeds. Wherever she was, she would be planting seeds. She would just turn up, like I said, and say, "Hello, I'm Lorelei Lapinza. I'd like to plant something in your garden. Would that be all right?" And people, well, initially they were a little bit surprised. But Lorelei Lapinza always had a beautiful smile on her face. That was the first thing that she always planted, wherever she was. And when you see a lovely smile on someone's face, and they're asking you something, well, I don't know about you, but me, I just can't help but say yes. And so it was with Lorelei Lapinza. People would always say, "Wow, thank you, that would be lovely." And so it would be that she would plant seeds, some sort of seeds. Sometimes they were flowers, and she would plant them down the sides of pathways or at gateways or along people's fences or up against the wall of the house. And sometimes they would be vegetable seeds. She would dig a little bit of a garden or clear an old garden, or just put the seeds on the edge of the garden that was already there. And before you knew it, sometimes, like out of this world, before she'd even left the property, there would be a flower there, or a cucumber, or a pumpkin. or some green beans. It was very unusual. Unexplainable. Because, like I said, there was something otherworldly about Lorelei Lipinski. Something else that Lorelei Lipinski used to plant was thoughts. Thoughts, I hear you say. How do you plant a thought? Well, you plant a thought by just having that thought. What sort of thoughts did Lorelei Lipinski plant? She planted beautiful thoughts. Everything Lorelei Lipinski planted was beautiful. The seeds she planted in the garden were always to be growing up into beautiful flowers or beautiful healthy vegetables. And the seeds that she planted in her own mind were always beautiful thoughts as well. She thought thoughts of how wonderful things were in her world. She would plant thoughts like the people that she came across were all gorgeous and happy. She planted thoughts that they were always pleased to see her. And so it was. And she always planted a smile on her face. It wasn't something that she thought about. It was just always there. When I say she planted it, well, it was like it was already planted, that smile. It was already blossoming. It was just naturally part of Lorelei Lipinski. I saw her a few times. She turned up at my door. She was always having that smile on her face. And at the bottom of the garden, I've got a great big fruit tree. That's right. It's about 15 feet high. And it's full of peaches. And they're the most sweetest, beautiful, juicy peaches you will ever taste. Lorelei Lipinski planted that tree. And every time I look at it, I remember to plant some beautiful seeds myself. Because that's the only way to live.